Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nan Swift is here. Nan is a new friend, but she works for an organization that I've been telling you about for 18 years at least. Nan is Federal Affairs Manager for National Taxpayers Union. NTU.org is an organization that I support and encourage you to do so, too. And I've asked Nan to join us today to give us a report on a few things that she's working on. Nan Swift, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Nan, first I'd like to get your thoughts on something, on what happened last night. As most people know, the president gave his eighth and final State of the Union address in the well of the House and before Congress, and it gathered bunch of other folks there. What did you think? Did you have any thoughts on that you'd like to share with us on what you thought about the State of the Union speech?
Well, it was a lot more of the same thing. I don't think that we heard any radical new ideas from him. I think it's surprising that despite the fact that he's on his way out, he's still campaigning.
Yeah. He's the campaigner in chief, isn't he?
Right. So, you know, that was, you know, just kind of this game. I'm still winning. I'm still here to win your hearts and minds. So he didn't have a lot of new things. What I did hear, though, was disappointing. He certainly hasn't learned anything in the last 8 years. You know, he talked a lot about, you know, the human potential and what we can do and, you know, basic values that we all share as Americans. And I agree with him. But his solution is always, and the government will do this, and the government will help you. Whereas, you know what, I believe in those people, and I think that people have the potential to solve the complex problems we're facing, not government institutions.
It really bothers people like him, though, to see people managing their own affairs, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's
It makes them twitchy, I think, Nan, when they see people actually managing their own affairs. And as rude as the solution may be, it's their solution, but it really makes Barack Obama and folks like him twitchy, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's disappointing that they don't have more faith in individuals to take care of their own affairs, whether it's a small business or their family.
Mm-hmm. It's a form of elitism. It's a kind of a bias, really, isn't it? Because they've got low expectations for our ability, and it is sad. At least he didn't talk about raising taxes last night.
No, but
Go ahead.
Well, he did have a lot of other things he'd like to raise, like minimum wage.
That was bad.
There's a jobs killer right there.
Mm-hmm. So at least there are no new tax issues, which makes sense because he can't executive order a tax increase. So that's one good piece of good news. So speaking of taxes, Nan, one of the things that you guys talk about that you guys are working on right now is trying to put an end to the death tax. To repeal the death tax, which is the inheritance tax, which was created to raise taxes, to raise revenue, I should say, for past wars that are over. But yet we still have the same tax, don't we?
Yeah, so many other things.
More than 100 years later.
Yep, like so many other things in Washington. This was supposed to be temporary, but I don't think there is such a thing as temporary here in D.C. It's now very much part of the institution. It's revenue that the government claims it depends on. And at the same time, it's destroying small family-owned businesses, farms, and jobs along with it. It's really a nefarious thing.
Well, and, you know, when I think about how hard this hits small businesses, farms, and ranchers, this is really ugly. It doesn't hit everyone. And the truth is, Dan, we have to say that progress has been made over the last few years, hasn't it, to raise the minimums. I mean, that's the good news. Through work by you guys, by the NTU and others, this has been improved. But there still are families out there that have built, where the founders, the matriarchs and the patriarchs, have built the business up, the farm or the ranch or the business up. And when they die, the government comes in and values it, even though it's not for sale, right? It's not right. For sale. We're not. Yeah. The families aren't trying to sell it, but they come in, they value it, and make and want the heirs to settle up on it, don't they?
That's right. And often, you know, people don't have the liquid assets to just, you know, pay out on an enormous tax bill, especially in a time of grief. So this means selling off part of the farm, splitting up the business. And experts have pointed out how this really kills jobs. It's not just those families who are affected. There's a real misconception that this is a tax that goes after the rich and will help us redistribute wealth, but it's not like that at all. This hurts everyday people, all for, you know, a few more dollars that the government's going to flush down the toilet.
Well, if you think about, here's a real type of scenario. You got a family who started a business 50 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever, and the real estate that the business is in is now worth millions because they bought it over decades, but it's now worth millions because the city is built up around it, perhaps.
Yep.
But the business itself is just making a living for the family. It's not making them millions. It's just making a living. But when the original owners die, the government comes in, appraises the land and the property, and makes them pay up, which means that they've got to sell and move the business or close it up. That's a real story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very tragic. And, you know, this points to kind of a bigger problem in terms of how the government does math. Because they say, oh, no, we need the death tax. That's revenue that we need. Mm-hmm. But when you consider the fact that when you implement this, you're killing jobs, you're losing taxes from those businesses, from that land.
Is there a movement right now in Congress to repeal the death tax?
There is a bill. Senator John Thune has always supported this. Whether it will go anywhere this year, it's hard to say.
Would the president sign this if it got all the way to him?
I doubt it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Hold on, we're going to talk some more with our new friend, Nan Swift. She's with National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.